Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Ches on page 232. Siman Reish Ches is Din Beracha Me'ein Shalosh Achar Chamishes Mine Peros VeChamishes Mine Dagon. We're going to discuss in this Siman, a very important Siman, all about the Beracha of Ala Michya and Ala Peros that we eat after, that we say after eating from the five fruit, as we'll see, and from the five grains. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Al Chameshas Haminim, on the five minim, which is really their Shivas Haminim, but only five of them are fruit. Sheim Gefen Uteina Verimon Vezayas Utmara. It is grapes and figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Mevarech L'Achareim Bracha Achas Me'in Shalosh. We make a Bracha Achas Me'in Shalosh Al Ha'etz, Al Ha'peros, after we eat from these five fruit. The Mishabura says in Sifkat and Aleph, Shemitocha Shivusan, Shenishtabcha Behen Eretz Yisrael, because of their chashivus, that Eretz Yisrael is praised because of these fruit that it has. Kediksiv Bakra, as the Pasuk says, Eretz Chitu Saora, Vegefen Uteina Verimon Erez Zeishemen Udvash. And dvash is hu tmarim shezov mehem dvash. It doesn't refer to the honey. It refers to the dates that the honey oozes out of. And the Shaar Tzion says in Os Beis, the ilu dvash hayotze mitmarim. Even though the pasuk says dvash, we learned earlier that the dvash that comes out of the dates, we learned in Siman Reish Beis Sivches the mevarech shahakol umemel al achra bar nefashos. So for honey that comes out of dates, we make a shahakol bar nefashos. So when the pasuk praises Eretz Yisrael with the dvash, it doesn't refer to the dvash itself; it refers to the dates that have the dvash coming out of it. Because Eretz Yisrael is praised for these Shivas Haminim, five of which are fruit, two are wheat and barley that we'll get to shortly, but for the five fruit we make a bracha achrona that is special, and we make a bracha me'en shalosh. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Beis, Chamishes minei dogon, the five grains, sheshlokon, which means they were cooked, but really, the Mishabura is going to say, it really means to say shechilkon, that they were split, they were cut. Oh, kisoshon, or they were beaten, v'asa mehantashal, and you made a dish out of the five grains, kegon maisa kedera harifos v'geresh karmel v'daisa, any of these grits and groats and porridge, all these dishes that are made out of the five grains, afilu eirav imloem dvash, harbe, even if you mix together with the five grains a lot of honey, yoser mehem, even more than the five grains, you have more honey, omina macherim harbe yoser mehem, or you have more other ingredients than the five grains, mevarech olav barim nemezonos ulbasof ala michya, the famous halacha when it comes to the five grains, they are always considered the ikar. So even if there's a lot of honey or other ingredients that are the majority, and the five grains are the minority in that dish, the bracha is still going to be before it, barim nemezonos, and the bracha afterwards will be ala michya. But if you only put the grains into the dish to have it stick together or to make it a little thicker, then we say the grains are bottled to the rest of the dish and the dish will not get a bracha mezonos. So here's a very important halacha. We'll get to Mirtz Hashem. In the next year we'll discuss granola and different things that are made from grains that won't be mezonos. So here we're discussing, and we'll go through details in the Mishabura. We'll see a very long, important note tonight as well. But we're discussing the idea of the five grains are mezonos and ala michya. But that is specifically when you cut them, as we'll see, or when you beat them and you make a dish out of it. So even if it's the minority ingredient, but the ingredient of the dogon is there to give taste, the bracha on that dish is mezonos. Masha'enkein, if the mezonos, the grains are only in there to keep it together or for some other side reason, then it would not be the ikir, even though it's from the five grains, and the bracha will not be mezonos. Let's see the Mishabura, beginning at Sifkat and Beis. Chamishes minei dogon. Heim, they are chita, wheat, usaora, and barley. The kusmin, which is spelt. The shibola, shual, which is oats. The shipon, which is rye. Those are the five grains that we make a bracha of mezonos before and an ala michya afterwards. Aval mash anukorin tatarke which is Kasha. That's discussed in note number 2. That's what we call Kasha. Omash anukorin terkeshe veitz, which is corn. Lav v'chlal dogonhu. So Kasha and corn are not considered grains. Dehem pri ha'adama. The bracha on them is boi pri ha'adama. They are not counted as one of the five grains that get a bracha mizonos. Sifkotin gimel, the mechaber said the lashon of sheshlokon. Says the Mishabura Tzarach Lomar Shechilkon. It means to say that they were split. Vahainu Echad Lishnayim, very important. The grains were split from 1 to 2. Olu Yoser to more portions. Vahu Masha Koren Greifin. The Ilu Imheim Shleimim. If the grains are whole, Avshe Bishlon, even if you cook them, Mevor Visifdal, we'll see in the next year, the Mevorech Borei Priyadoma. If it's whole grains and they are not split, then the bracha will not be Mezonos, the bracha will be Borei Priyadoma. However, in this bishul, if they get crushed and broken down through the cooking, even though from the beginning you put them into the dish complete, but they got crushed through the cooking, and they were put in with their shell totally full, but they got crushed through the cooking, so then the bracha will still become barmine mizonos. Since it got crushed very well, it was broken down, so even though it started off complete in the shell, it got broken down, the bracha will be mezonos. Or if you beat the grains, even if you didn't split them, but through the beating, it removed the outer shell of the grains, it's also going to be mezonos. The achronim mitzadidim, the achronim lean to say, the ba'ina dafka sheyisdabik alidea bishop. It has to be the grains also stick together through the cooking. Then the dish is considered a ma'isa kedera. The ilav hachi, because if that was not the case, they did not stick together through the cooking. Nechshav kishleimim v'sif dalid. It will be like the case of the whole grains that are discussed in sif dalid. V'ayin ma'ashe kosav nusham. We'll get more into sif dalid and mirtz Hashem in the next year. Sif koton hei harifos v'gerish karmel. Those are examples that the Mechaber brought down. Harifos hu perish al kesoshan. This dish of the rifos is an explanation of kesoshan. That's what happens when you beat the grains. The gerish karmel hu perish al chilkon. That's the name of the dish that is called when you split the grains. V'chol elu b'chlal ma'isa kederahin. All of these things are considered ma'isa kedera, and that's when it will warrant the mezonos. The other examples of katan vav is daisa, is like porridge, nikrikish in ismaich v'nisdabi yofeh. This is where the grains get crushed up and they get stuck together very well. Umashe kosu achronim shalo lechol hani saorim ochitim ganse garshtin or grit shleimim ela bisoch asuda. And that which the achronim tell us that these foods should only be eaten during a suda. Kemoshe kosu sevdalid. That's only if the grains are not joined together through the cooking. If they get stuck together through the cooking, the bracha would be barim mezonos, it would not be a suffix. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Zion, the most practical thing for us, obviously, granola, things that are made from whole oats that we're referencing over here, and we'll see more about next time, there the bracha will be bari pradama. It has to be that it was cooked together and it joined together, and it's not nicker, the whole grains in there. Then it'll be mezonos. But the ikar point that we want to discuss now is that we said, even if you have other ingredients that are majority over the grains, if the grains are there to give taste, the bracha will be mezonos. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Zayin. Hatam, the reason is, Kevan duhuba lahatim, since the grains are coming to give taste, ulahakshu as adavshil, and to get the dish prepared, vuhu mechamisha saminim the chashivi, since they are from the five grains which are choshev huha ikr, that automatically becomes the ikr, even if it is only the minority. Va'ayin lakamam b'sif tes, v'mishabur isham l'in ashir she yischayv levarech alamichya. We'll see later on in sif tes the exact shear that you need to be required to make it alamichya in terms of other ingredients. Do they factor into the grains? Do you need a kazayas of just the grains? We'll get into details of that in mirtz Hashem and sif tes. Sif koton ches. If the five grains are only there to keep it together, then the bracha will not be mezonos based on the grains. It will be whatever the majority ingredient is. Says the Mishabura, Rotzalomar means to say, Shalo bo lahatim atavshil. In this case, the five grains are not there to give taste to the dish. And it's not there to fill you up. It's only to keep it together. So lo chashiv, that is not chashivus. Ubatel lagabi atavshil, and the grains are batel to the dish. Afilu nosa nosocho kemacharbe. Even if you put a lot of flour in, a lot of grains in, even if it's a lot, it's still not going to be mezonos if it's only there to keep things together. Now the example that we once discussed was licorice. Licorice has flour in the ingredient, it has wheat in the ingredient, but you make a shahakal on it because it is there only as a binding agent. What we're going to see now is a very long note. We're not going to read the whole thing, but we'll read a nice chunk of it. And that is discussing, number one, gefilte fish, which is made with flour inside of it as well. And number two, schnitzel, or breaded fish, or breaded chicken. So what exactly do we do with those crumbs that are on it, assuming they're from the five grains and the mezonos? So is the bracha on the schnitzel going to be mezonos because of the grains on the outside? Or is it going to be shakel? We'll just see what different poskim discuss in these issues. So if you look at note number seven, le'inyan dogim tuchunim, ground up fish, shenostim bahem lechem o kemach, that you put inside of it bread or flour, gefilte fish. So the Avnei Nezer writes, well, we'll skip to Avnei Nezer, skip down to about eight lines down. We're going to start from the Ber Moshe. V'chein kasa b'shal shenshuvas Ber Moshe, v'chein das agonu sholmaz abne orbach, shebrichasom shahakol. The bracha on gefilte fish, even though there is flour in the gefilte fish, is shahakol. Kevon she'ikar hakavone hila dogim, v'lo laharbos b'machal. You're not trying to eat more and fill yourself up more by putting the flour in the gefilte fish. You're just trying to keep it together so you have a nice roll, a nice piece that looks nice on the table, gefilte fish, and therefore the bracha on the fish is shahakol. We do not make a bracha on the grains that are in there. U'b'shem ha-chazanish huva. It's brought down b'shem the chazanish, a great line. Sheyesh levarech shahakol, mishum she'sof sof l'maisa hudog. You're eating fish. It's called gefilte fish. You are eating fish, and therefore the bracha is shahakol, even though there are ingredients inside that would normally warrant the mezonos. But zot the chazanish, you're eating fish, you make a shahakol. U'bir dvarav agon Rav Yashiv explains the Chazanish, Shebnei Adam roen es ikur chashivas hamachal badag v'lo bekemach. People view the chashivas of this food as fish and not as flour. The chashivas is the fish. V'chein kosa b'shivas v'anhogos, Shebrichosom shakol, Shrumbach writes as well, the bracha shakol, Mipnei shehem nechshavim v'necholim v'nikorim kadog. They're considered, they're eaten, they're called, they're recognized as fish, and therefore the bracha is shahakol v'lo kimine mezonos ha-ne'acholim lasbia. It's not a type of mezonos that is eaten to fill you up. The bracha is going to be shahakol. If you look in the next paragraph, so he discusses a tafshil shal of o dog ha'otuf b'mine mezonos schnitzel. So you have schnitzel, you have chicken cutlets that are breaded. We're going to skip down and we're going to read from the fifth to last line. And we will continue on the back of the sefer on page 45. Me'idach, the Shevet HaLevi writes, Lagabe dogim hametugonim im kemach matzah ubeitzim, fish that were fried in flour and matzah and eggs. Shebrichasom shahakol. Says Rav Ozna, the bracha on shtitzel is shahakol. Afal pisha peirurim boem litein tam. Even though the coating on the schnitzel is really there to give taste. Shemiachar she'enam ela tzipui bilvat. Since it is only a coating, mevarchim al kol ataruvas kebirchas ha'ikir. We make a bracha on the whole schnitzel based on the ikir, which is the chicken. Kmo egos hametuga midvash. Just like we had the case of the nut that was fried in honey. Shemivarchim ola bori priyais. We said over there we make a bracha of bori priyais. If you turn to page 45, v'hosef, the bottom part of page 45. V'hosef agon Rav Ozner, sha'af imatzipui ova, even if the coating on the fish or on the chicken is thick, v'no sein tam choshev, and it's giving a choshev a taste, berchaso shahakol. Says Rav Ozner, the bracha still shahakol, she'ein omrim, we don't say the klal of kol sheyesh bo minei dogon eino batel. The rule that we've been discussing, anything that has the five grains, it's not batel, that becomes the ikir. We don't say that klal, ba'ofen shel hadogon tofel be'etzim. When the grains are be'etzim secondary, we don't say the rule that they're never secondary, they're never batel. We don't say that in this case. V'lohaya necha below ha'ikir. You never would have eaten just the coating without the fish inside or without the chicken inside. So you don't want the coating by itself. V'omar sham mevarchim barim mezonos al atzipui nechnasim b'chashash brach levatala. If you're going to make a mezonos on the outside, Rav Osner says, you are entering the world of a chash of a brach levatala. V'chein das agon Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, shebirchaso shahakol, mishum shatzipui tofel. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says the same thing. The coating around the schnitzel is also only a tofel. Skip down to the fourth to last line of this paragraph, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe says, "She'im nosdim es ha'peirurim kedei lehetev es ha'tigun." If you're using the crumbs just to make it easier to do the frying, okay, tavlin ba'almor, just simply as a taste to enhance the chicken, yesh levarach olav shahakol, then the bracha shahakol. Ach, kishen nosdim osam letam chashuv. If you are using the coating as a chashuv etam, kegon sha'osim mehem shichva ova, you have a very thick coating. Yesh levarach aleihem v'arim mezonos. So then Rav Moshe says, v'arim mezonos, we're seeing all different types of shittos. To me, it seems the general feeling, if you read through the whole note, is that it tends towards a shahakol. But Rav Moshe does say over here that if it has a very thick coating, I would think maybe a pretzel chicken also, where you have a chashiva outside, there's pretzels there. So that maybe that would also warrant, according to Rav Moshe, mezonos on the whole thing. But we'll read on a little bit more. Rav Yashiv says, Shalomaisa birchaso shahakol. The bracha on this schnitzel is shahakol. Sha'afsha ma'ata chitzoni nitan latam. Even though the coating is there for taste. Mikomokom eitzel b'nei adam nechshav schnitzel de'ikr ka'of. But really, for people in their minds, the ikr of the schnitzel is the chicken that's on the inside. V'atzipui einu ela ketavlin. The outside is only a spice, u'botel l'chele kapnimi. And it's botel the inside, like the svara that we saw earlier, the Chazon Ish. But he does add on the hosef sheyirei shamayim yivarech kodem al mimizonos umin shahakol v'yifterenu. Really, the best way Rav Yasha says he holds b'ikar et shahakol, but he says better if you can make a mizonos on one thing, shahakol on something else, and then you'll eat your schnitzel without making a bracha. Ach ein lahafrid ksas me'atzipui me'auf levarech al kol echa benifrad. But what you should not do is take a piece of the coating and make a mizonos, and then a piece of the chicken inside and make a shahakol. You should not do that. Me'chash bracha shein etzricha. That gets you into the problem of bracha shein etzricha, because maybe one of those two brachos really covers the whole piece of schnitzel. So if you want to be careful and be a yirei shamayim, you'll make a mizonos on one food item, a shakal on something else, and have in mind to cover the schnitzel, whatever the bracha might be. Mikom makom, kesha ma'ata ova, if the coating is thick, ve'enu nasa raketavon, it's not there only as a spice. So then he paskin that the bracha is barim mizonos, like Rav Moshe said. So we'll stop there in the note, but you see the discussion over here, a major shaila, the general feeling you get from reading through all the poskim that they bring down over here is that, like we saw from Rav Osner, from the Chazon Ish, that if you're eating fish, or you're eating schnitzel, the ikar is really the shakal on the inside, unless you have an extremely thick coating, then there's what to talk about. But otherwise, in general, if there's a thin coating, there's really nothing to talk about. The poskim say the bracha is shakal, and that is based on the idea that you're eating a piece of chicken, you're eating a piece of fish, and the rest is really just there as a spice. So this concept that we're discussing is sebeis, that if the ikar of the taste is the mezonos inside this dish, the bracha is mezonos. But if it's only coming to, as a binding agent, or we're seeing over here, it's only coming as a little spice, a little enhancer to the ikar, then it does not take over, and the bracha of that food does not become mezonos or make shahakol. But everyone can ask their own rav and get their own psak, but that's just a little synopsis of what the poskim say. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem next time with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.